going on? What's going on, peoples? It's your boy. It's Friday. Thank God. All praise is due to Allah. Today is Friday. It is the third day of the month. And, you know, we're just in here on the car series. Just stuck in traffic. And ride. You hear me? So at the end of the day, man, you know, I just want to give a little motivation to the folks out here that may be going through some things right now, trying to figure out, you know what I'm saying, what's the issue. Well, not the issue, but just trying to figure out what's the next step in the process and trying to figure out which route you're going to go. And I was listening to E.T. the Hip Hop Preacher today, right before I decided to record something. Just kind of got the spark in my spirit to do it, you know. I try not to be the one that is like always having some shit going on. Excuse my language, but it's being real. You know, we all go through things. And I just like to keep it to myself. Now, I know most people were like, well, you don't need to do that because, you know, it can lead you to do certain things. You know, you might indulge in drugs, whatever the case may be, because you're trying to cover up the pain. You're trying to cover up whatever it is that's bothering you. Like, I'm the type of person, if people don't understand this about me, I am the type of person, right? And this is me. Everybody has their own way of doing things. I am the type of person that when I am going through something, being that I have been on my own for a while living in Georgia, and of course I can't run to my kids and tell them about something, because at this time when I was going through certain things, they're young, they're not understanding what I'm dealing with. I'm broke, I'm living in an extended stay, you know, barely got money to, you know, keep my head above water. Barely got food, barely got groceries. Like, it was rough. Like, you know, just being honest, man. Just being platonic and real about my nothing that I'm ashamed of. And so what I would do is I would just kind of like step back from everybody, and I would just remove myself for a little bit. And I was just kind of trying to figure out my middle, okay, well, what we got to do. You may have to borrow some money from somebody. You may have to do this. You may have to ask for this, you know what I'm saying? And my pride, sometimes I didn't want to, because I didn't want nobody knowing like I was going through anything. But the people in my life, you got good people in your life, they're not going to judge you. They're not going to look at you like, man, this dude. You know, they know you're going through something, and they see you steady trying to get to where you're trying to go. And I had to learn that, you know. I had to learn that the hard way. And even still to this day, I still do it. Like, I still will be going through something, and I will remove myself from all that it is around me, and just kind of focus on me. And it's not nothing against anybody. It's not nothing against my friends. The people that are around me notice about me. They notice, like, they literally notice about me. Like, they'll tap in, bro, what's going on? You dealing with something? I'll be like, yeah, you know, I'm over here just in the cut. I'm going to holler at you when I'm ready. All right, say less. And I just kind of sit there. And now I don't so much jump to a bottle of liquor. I don't want to smoke no weed. I don't want to do anything. Now I honestly just want to deal with my problems. I want to deal with my issues head on. I want to deal with whatever it is. I want to be able to talk about it. I want to be able to, you know, all right, man, this is what it was. And if you're talking to somebody that has, like, I'm not going to say like the same mind frame, but so much as they have a healing, like, they like, yo, man, let me tell you about something I've been through and what I did, something to that nature. And I had a good talk with a few people, one in particular was my buddy, somebody I work with, and we were talking about just like death and how it affected us and certain things. And you never know when you connect with somebody until you really sit down and talk with them. Everybody has a relationship, but everybody's relationship is different. Everybody's relationship is different, and it made me open my eyes. Like, you know what? In the world where you have good people, you don't have to go through things by yourself. You know, I pray. You know, I say a prayer. Try to, you know, make sure that I'm being honest with myself and what I'm dealing with. Like, if I'm dealing with some nasty, then I'm definitely, you know, try to figure it out. And, you know, as of like the last couple of days, you know, I've been dealing with it a little bit. Ain't really been telling nobody, but you know, you deal with family things, certain things. Some things are good, some things are bad. And when you're dealing with these things, right? Days go by, weeks go by, months go by, years. Like, sometimes you be trying to figure it out. Like, you know, I'm back in school, so I be focused on that. You know, I am a father, a single father, you know what I'm saying? So my kids are, you know, my priority, and, you know, I focus on them. Just other things work. You know, I'm trying to deliver there and make sure everything is cool and steady. And mold myself, because I want a better position. So I've just been kind of focused on getting to the nitty gritty of things, man. And then on the weekends, you know, I might chill, might go out, might do it. And then next thing you know, it's almost right back to it. It's right back to it. And then weeks go by, days go by, all that. You know, and in the process, man, I ain't never doing nothing to hurt nobody. I had the intention to hurt nobody. If I don't ride with you, I'm just not gonna do that. That's just me. Let it work its way out. you know? And I'm not gonna let my pain decide how my day-to-day looks and how I feel day-to-day and how I interact with people. You know, I'm gonna take this, whatever I'm going through, I'm gonna just take it on the chin, and I'm gonna go ahead and get them, and I'm gonna just, I'm gonna figure it out. I'm gonna work towards whatever it is. I'm gonna figure it out, and I'm not gonna let it defeat me. I'm not gonna let it defeat the people around me, because it's so easy to get in your head and be like, man, you know, just kind of like, and then next thing you know, speaking negative of yourself, and then you're in the world, and your mind frame just ain't the same no more. And I've done that in the past, where I've kind of made myself like out to be like, man, like the villain. I wasn't, mind you, I'm not even the character in the story, but I made myself out to be the villain, and I'm like, yo, Jesus, I'm like, man, like, just trying to figure some things out. So when you uncloud your mind and you kind of just sit back and you just kind of chill and you kind of be like, all right, man, you know what? This is what I got to do. This is how I'm going to handle it. And then you go ahead and you get it done. So anybody out there dealing with something today, right? I want you to try a different approach than what you used to. So if you're used to kind of just like cutting back and just like not really tuning in with everybody, start tuning in with everybody, man. If you can, of course. If it's like, nah, you know, start that, man. Let's change up. Let's change up how we interact with one another. Let's maybe spread more love, a little bit more love and direction in what we got going on. Because remember, it's not nobody's fault about what we're dealing with. It's not the person's fault that may care about you and just like, hey, like, man, like, you know, they looking at you like, you don't care about me, man. I'm over here trying to figure out what's going on with you, and you just shut me out. And that is something that I need to work on, because I'm so okay with being by myself that I don't mind shutting somebody out. I really don't. And it's not nothing against anybody, because nobody deserves that type of treatment, especially if they care about you. Now, if you don't care about a person and all you're doing is just lip lock it and then whatever. That needs to be deaded, right? But if you care about a person and you love a person, you really got respect and you admire these people, whoever you got around you, then they deserve at least an explanation as to why you are so reclusive and you're so, like, I'm already laid back, which makes it even worse, because I just like to be to myself. I like to have good people around me, don't get me wrong, but sometimes I just like to be to myself. So I heard something today, somebody said, would you rather the 3 or the 3,000? And it took a second for me to understand that I would rather have the 3 any day. I don't need 3,000 friends. Hell, I wouldn't even care if it was just my family and my closest friends, literally, that would show up if I were to be graduating, or, you know, when it's my time. I don't care for all of a whole bunch of friends. I'm close to who I'm close to, and I love who I love, and I might have a relationship with each and every different. I might have a different relationship with each and every person different that I deal with. We may talk different. We may do things. We may move this way different. That's just us. It's nothing personal. that's just us, you know? So, any pain you got today, get some reward from your pain. And what I mean by that is, take that pain that you're going through and let it drive you. Let it push you. Let it mold you into whatever it needs to do. Whatever it needs to mold you to, let it do it. And let it and find your fire within it. Find your fire within your pain. Don't let it dictate who you are. You know? Don't let your pain turn you into a monster neither. Because it can't happen. So today, yeah, man. Today is Friday. Enjoy your Friday, man. Love on who you gonna love on. Hug and kiss them. Let them know you there. And just value the friendship as much as you can. Value that friendship as much as you can, because I've had some nasty friendships that didn't end well, because I think like years ago I was a toxic person, man. I just didn't have it together. I didn't have it all the way together. I was just not I wasn't who I am now. Immature. And just didn't think things through. And I think that it's definitely time for me to lead others into their truth, so that they can figure out, you know, okay, you know what? Maybe I need to do this way, or maybe I need to do it this way. That's it. That's all, man. Now this Friday right here. This Friday right here is going to be a beautiful Friday. It's going to be a beautiful day for everybody. Anybody listening, let's say extend this positivity to your friends. Extend this positivity to your loved ones. Man, and just give some real love out, man. Tap in with your folks. Because I heard something last night that, man, we out here with gripes and issues with folks, and it takes is one conversation to clear things up. And you lost that person, and you'll never have that conversation. And then, like, what you gonna do then? You know, what you gonna do then? So figure it out. Where you're gonna get to the best way you know, and in the direction that you want to go. Repair your friendships, repair your love that you got, repair yourself, and really be, you know, healing and really trying to figure out what's your next step. Today was more of a calm pod, because, you know, I want people to understand, man. To get your message through, you don't always got to scream. If you got passion, that's, you know, that's different. Passion is good. But I'm more of a calm person. When I need to be, of course. So I wish everybody nothing but positive vibrations. No negativity today, man. Let's live in it. Let's enjoy it. You're going out tonight, be safe. You're in the house. Enjoy it, you know. Enjoy some family time. Whatever you got to do, man. God set you down for a reason. Whatever you got to do. You know? Peace.